Pop Off with Mary Jane Pop.
And howdy, hi, it's Mary Jane. And guess what? It's Friday Eve. I always call it Friday Eve. It makes the day a little bit better when you think about it, because then it's not so hard to know you still got one more day to finish out the week. And then, of course, the weekend is going to be here. Hope you're having a great day, a positive day, a day that is going to be much better for you at all times. And that's what life is all about, making things positive, making it right. You know, we've got enough of the other stuff going on in our life all the time. The negatives, we don't need any more of those negatives at all, at least not on Pop Off. So we're going to get right to the show. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We're going to have some fun things today, as a matter of fact. I said tonight. I'm used to doing my old show in the evening, and now we're doing it during the day. Anyway, the fun thing is that we're going to have enjoyment. We're going to talk about great things and positive things today. All that is coming your way. And why? Because we have a lot of fun. That is the name of the game on Pop Off. And you know what? You're part of it.
I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night and the moon. Who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's throw in the balcony.
We're all going to go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Remember that thing they used to have as a commercial, and it'd have the dancing popcorn and the dancing candy around? And you really, that was always something that I used to say, that was subliminal. That's called subliminal stuff to make you go and eat. That's the way to go. Well, we're going to go to the movies, but look out, because they're a Hollywood movie diva. It could be a trick or it could be a treat. But with Deborah, we know she's only going to give us the ones that are the treat, and she'll let us know about the tricks. And she reviews them just for the hell of it. Hello, Deborah.
Hey, have you had an entertaining week?
It's been a riotous week, let's put it that way. But you know what? It's kind of an interesting one to boot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I know you had an interesting one because I've seen the commercials for this one movie called You, Me, and Dupree. And
oh, yeah.
It looks kind of weird. I mean, who would allow somebody to live in their house and use their bathroom from the bedroom?
Well, you know, that's the truth, because they're hyping the heck out of this movie. I think they think maybe maybe it's not going to do as well as they hope. But anyway, this is You, Me, and Dupree. It stars Owen Wilson, Kate Hudson, and Matt Dillon, and Michael Douglas.
Uh-huh.
And anyone who has had the house guest from hell for a visit will get an ironic laugh from the film. But Owen Wilson plays the house guest after he is the best man at Kate and Matt's wedding, and he is Matt's best friend. And when he takes a week off of his job to be at Matt's wedding, he gets fired from his job.
Oh, my God.
So then when he is jobless and homeless, Matt feels responsible and tells him he can crash on his couch in his new home. And he tells Kate it will only be for a few days.
Well, those are famous last words.
Yeah, but those are very long days, and she bears the brunt of Owen's immature antics. And he is immature, I'll tell you. And he's got downright disgusting behavior. I can see that why... It's amazing men and women get along at all, because you can see traits that are strictly the male type of traits, and then you feel sorry for Kate Hudson in this movie when she has to deal with this disgusting behavior. And Matt is having his husband, Matt Dillon, is having a hard time at his job since he has married the boss's daughter, and the boss is played by Michael Douglas.
Uh-huh.
And he's not thrilled that Matt married his daughter. So, but Owen Wilson is a good-hearted party animal, and he dispenses his unique wisdom with poetry, which is kind of unusual for his type of behavior. But he goes around screwing up everybody's life, including his own. And he literally lives by the seat of his pants, but his pants come off too often. And you see a lot of his derriere in this film. So you, me, and Dupree, I say it flees three quarters up the hill.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I say it flees. It's a PG-13.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot that they let kids see if they're over 13 these days. You know, in the old days, they wouldn't let a kid see a film like this. You know, even the 13-year-old, they'd probably rate it PG-16 or something.
Well,
but now,
you know, it seems like potty humor, and this seems like some of that again. Potty humor seems to be the thing of the day.
Yeah, it's too much toilet humor going on, and it's just, to me, it's disgusting. I think women feel that toilet humor is not really that funny.
Yeah.
But I guess men think it's funny because they're the ones writing these scripts.
Well,
and
it's sort of like the Larry the Cable Guy, you know, get her done.
Yeah. Right.
That
exactly.
Kind of, yeah, that type of attitude, you know?
Right.
And I don't mind it once in a while, but when it's like over and over and over again, then it's not funny anymore.
Right, right. There's too much focus on the toilet, not enough on the humor.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, people using four-letter words. If you use it once, it has an impact. If you use it twice, when you keep using it over and over again, there's no more impact anymore. It's part of your vocabulary.
Right, and I find that comedians overdo that swearing too much these days, you know? They think, because it gets a laugh the first time, but then they keep repeating it, think it's going to get a laugh every time, and it doesn't.
Well, you know, Bill Cosby had a good point. He said comedians who have to use only guttural language all the time are not really good comedians. They don't know how to write. They don't know what humor is all about. All they know is how to reach the nervous laugh, and that's a nervous laugh.
That's right. You're exactly right. That's what it is, a nervous laugh, because people feel a little uncomfortable when they hear that. And
the uncomfortable part makes you laugh, you know, or kind of giggle, but it's not a real hearty belly laugh because it's funny.
Right. I remember growing up, my father would hit me if I swore at all. He'd say, "You have a better vocabulary. You know enough words. You don't have to use swear words."
Yeah. I mean, you know? Let's be honest about it. Usually, we all do it. I mean, we all use swear words once in a while, and it's usually when we're at a loss for words. You know?
But then I got a reprise. I saw Boynton Beach Club.
Boynton Beach Club?
Yeah. This
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, well, it's coming out August 4th. And it has an all-star cast. Joe Bologna, Diane Cannon, Sally Kellerman, just to name a few. And, you know, it's really interesting what's happening in today's world. Because 60 is fast becoming the new 40.
You know, you're right.
Yeah. And for an increasing number of Americans in the 21st century, life begins at 60.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've lived that long, you've learned how to bounce back from the hard knocks in life. And contrary to popular belief, it's never too late to fall in love with ourselves and others.
You bet.
Yeah, whatever our age is, you know, we have to learn to appreciate ourselves first, and then we can appreciate others. And Boynton Beach Club is about a retirement community in Florida. But it's for active senior citizens, not the kind that need assisted living or something like that.
Yeah.
So Bologna and Cannon and Kellerman joined Renee Taylor, Michael Nouri, Brenda Vaccaro, and Len Carew. And they're all neighbors in this area. And they're either widowers or divorcees, and they're searching for a new life.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. This is a film that I think was needed because most of the films are directed towards the younger generation, but this one is directed towards the middle-aged generation and the older generation.
Well, you know, Deborah, and you and I both know this, but I deal with an awful lot of people on the air on every day because I do like three interviews a day.
Right.
And so many of those people are 60-plus, still going strong, starting new careers. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to know that you don't just give up at life and sit in a porch on a swing.
Well, yeah, this is inspirational because this story was inspired by the director's mother, and the director is a woman named Susan Seidelman, and she directed Desperately Seeking Susan, which I thought was a funny film with Madonna. In fact, that made Madonna a star, I think. And then she says her mother's experiences as a senior citizen were a charming but like bittersweet comedy.
Yes.
You know, as you get older, it's like I say, sometimes I get up in the morning and I better laugh or I'll cry with what I see in the mirror.
You bet.
So Boynton Beach Club is a story that shows how life has changed in the past decade, really, in just the past 10 years. And I think this will resonate with people of all ages, but especially it portrays people over 50.
I like that.
The baby boomers are now, a lot of them are over 50.
And the other thing, too, it could give hope to a lot of people who say, I'm just going to give up. I didn't make it the way I want to, and I'm over 50, and there's nothing left. Maybe this will give some inspiration.
Yeah. I think in a real and a contemporary way for baby boomer generation that's now approaching the retirement age, that this Boynton Beach Club will give them some hope as it kind of celebrates getting older and also could appeal to the younger audiences who are going to get older too someday. And the story itself and the characters are so real. And the background music fits every scene. I really felt like I was dancing right up to the top of the hill.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think the music really helped the story. I mean, they must have selected each record they played, you know, for each scene because it really fit in. And this is a Samuel Goldwyn film, but it's unrated. But I think it could be for any generation, young and old, whoever. It's kind of a charming film.
Yeah. You know, you and I have talked about this before, and talk about an inspirational person. I think you're probably right at the top of the list of inspirational people.
Well, I try harder. I try to keep laughing and find the sense of humor in life because, boy, you look at the news today. I can't believe now we're going into another Middle East war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How insane are people? You know, I used to think the lunatic fringe was like a small fringe, but that lunatic fringe has certainly gotten a lot bigger in the last few years.
Amazing.
Since 9/11, I mean, I just think everybody's crazy. Of course, that's what I say in my book, The Best of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life. I say, geez, everybody's crazy.
Well, you begin to wonder after a while when people, you know, go off the deep end on stuff instead of concentrating on bettering themselves. And you know, if you have a few minutes, I really would like to talk a little bit more about some of the books that you have, too.
Sure, we should do that.
Especially the one book that you have called The Best of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life.
Yeah, that seems to be the one that's selling and that people are relating to it because it's very timely about what's going on right now in the world and in the aging population. And it's very, very relevant to the insanity of people that kill each other over religions, you know, because I kind of make fun of religions in the book. And I, make fun of a lot of things, but it's really helping you to stay well. Because if you don't have a sense of humor and you start crying, you're going to make yourself sick from the stress and the sadness.
Well, you got to learn, and, you know, I'm still learning this, because I let things really bother me.
If
someone that I really trust kind of turns on you or does something, it really affects me. It hurts me. And I carry it, and I shouldn't. I should kind of shake it off, take a deep breath, and let it go. But it's really hard to do sometimes.
Well, it's very hard to deal with the world the way it is today because, you know, the crooks used to be, well, here and there, not everywhere. But now they're everywhere. And like you say, I had trusted a friend that I thought was a friend. He was our financial advisor, and he took us for, he was a con artist, and he took us for like $150,000.
Oh, wow.
So that really hurts, you know, when you feel like somebody's a friend, and then they rip you off your money, too.
Thank you.
Then I reported him to the SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, and they started investigating him, and for 2 years they investigated him before they took his license away.
2 years. So in other words, he took advantage of other people for like 2 years, right?
Yeah, and God knows what he's doing now, because I also found out he was out on probation.
Oh, my God.
For ripping off. Remember that savings and loan scandal that happened about 10 or 15 years ago? Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was involved in that.
Oh,
he was out on probation for that. So the justice system, I call it the injustice system today, because there is no justice system. You just really have to watch out for yourself.
Well, unless you can afford it. You know, the justice is only as good as you can buy.
Yeah, that's right. And if you have enough money to fight back, and unfortunately, since he took our money, I didn't have the money to fight back because I couldn't hire a lawyer. They wouldn't take it on a contingency basis, and they gave me no guarantee that I'd get back the money he ripped off. So, I mean, it's pretty sad what's going on, you know. I think it's kind of ironic justice that Kenneth Lay died of a heart attack.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of speculation on that, too.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, was it that he really died natural causes? Was it that he committed suicide? Maybe somebody asked him? You know, who knows anymore? It's a crazy world we live in.
I know. And I thought that was very interesting, though, because so many people today seem to be so selfish and greedy and self-involved. They don't seem to have a conscience at all or any feelings for anybody else.
Well, and Deborah, you know what really, now I'm glad you brought up the Ken Lay thing, because I haven't really made a comment about that on the air, and I know you and I have big opinions about everything, so we might as well just go ahead and dive in. But you know what really bothers me a little bit? Now that he's gone, since he had the possibility of an appeal process, which he never got a chance to do because he died before it was filed,
yeah,
he may be, not he, but all the things that he did may be forgiven now, and all the people that got really taken for a ride have no recourse.
Well, that's true. I mean, God will have to correct him now, I guess, if
yeah,
anybody
well,
that
know,
believes
to be
in
honest
God.
With you, if I were his family... Now, we don't want a family to be destitute because of his shenanigans, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got an awful lot of money. It's, you know, he did not die broke, let's put it that way.
Right.
And I would somehow try and pay back some of that, because there's a responsibility by that family. It was still their husband, their father. Some of that should go back to the people, because, man, a lot of people got hurt big time for their whole lives.
Yeah, and you wonder, how much is enough already?
Exactly.
I mean, millions and billions. I mean, how greedy.
Yeah.
How much is enough? And
well,
they should
you found, too, that the people who have the most hold on to it for dear life. They never let go.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, people who have, and I, because I know a lot of people who have a lot of money, and I've had some projects that I've had to do investments with.
Yeah.
My word, it's the little guy who said, hey, you know, I can scrape something together so we can do this together as a friend or whatever. Those that have money, they hold on to every penny.
Yeah, this, I've heard that. I don't have a lot of friends with a lot of money, but I've heard that the richest people seem, well, they're greedy, I guess.
That's how they got their money. They don't spend it.
They're greedy, and this, I don't know. I could never be that way. I really could not.
Well, what are you going to do? Take it with you in your coffin, for heaven's sake?
Right. Yeah, I'm a very giving person. All my friends say, oh, you're so generous. And you know, my children, are, of course, they reap the benefits. I'm very generous with them. But I could not live with myself if I ripped off a friend for his money or her money. I couldn't sleep at night.
You know, I wonder if some people, you know, when they were born, what line they were in to leave your brain and your conscience in a line someplace and come down to earth, you know?
It's like the old joke, when they said brain, he thought they said train and he missed his.
Because it just makes it common sense. That you don't do that to other people. Would you want them to do that to you? Of course not. But it seems like greed, well, we thought that greed was over in the 80s. Remember Michael Douglas in that movie? You know, he said, greed is good.
Yeah, greed is good.
But, you know, I don't think it's gone away.
No. They apparently that movie influenced a lot of people to, with the mistaken opinion that greed is good. Greed is bad, and it's always been bad, and it always will be bad, but a few idiots around, but now there's too many idiots around.
You bet, and it just seems like it's growing. The population is, you know, promulgating, you know, what's going on here.
My girlfriend used to quote Mae West and say, "So many men, but so few can afford me." I told her the other day, I said, "Look, all those men out there that are greedy," I said, "they can afford you now."
No kidding. Now, when you talk about the things in your book, obviously you give some good advice to people or to people, and it's a positive type of thing. In other words, try and live your life in a positive way.
Right.
It's different for everybody. I mean, every person has their what they consider positive, right?
Right. I'm a cockeyed optimist, if I'm anything. I'm a cockeyed optimist, and I do have, you know, give people... I've been getting some fan mail back from people that have bought my book. By the way, my book is available on my website, DeborahZHill.com, and if you click on books and you click on Best of Your Life, it says you can contact me personally and get the book at a discount for $15.95 instead of $18.95. Because if they contact me, I don't have to deal with credit card companies or internet companies, and they get it cheaper.
Terrific. Well, you know, in your book too, I really love what you try and say, because you tackle so many subjects in the Best of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life. It's incredible.
Yeah, I do talk. I'll cover pretty much everything that happens to people that is important. But you know, it sounds like a big book, but it's only like 160 pages,
and it's a good read. I mean, you don't go into this. I get some of these books, and I swear they're like, you know, the War and Peace. You know?
Yeah, they overwrite. Most writers overwrite. I try to keep it condensed and simple and right to the point. And then I talk about life after the pause, because we all have pause. Men have pauses, too. They have andropause, but they don't admit it, you know.
Exactly.
And so I talk about what happens to men after 50. They have a higher chance of, if they have children, of fathering schizophrenic children.
Now, see, they always blame the woman that after 35 or after 40, especially, you know, you may have children that have problems, but they never talk about the men.
Right. And I, you know, it's so interesting that, and I talk about all these prescription drugs that are pushing on women these days for their bones and osteoporosis, but the side effects on these drugs are not worth the, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, but this prevention is worse than having the disease, because there are other ways, and I explain the other ways women can maintain their bones and their body longer, you know, more natural ways, in other words, and what to take and what minerals and vitamins are better. And I also talk about...
You need to do a little bit of research on your own, too. You give them good advice, and I know you do, and this is excellent.
Yeah.
But I think one of the problems that I'm seeing in our society today is we're giving up our responsibility to someone else. Just tell me what to do, how to live, where to go, what to think, instead of, well, you know, I need to take responsibility for my own life.
Right.
And the problem is, it's easier to give up that responsibility, because when you do, then you have someone else to blame if it doesn't work out. If you take the responsibility, then you've got only one person to blame, and it's that person in the mirror that's looking back at you.
I tell people, you want to find the answer to life? Look in the mirror. Because
exactly.
There's the answer. You are the answer, and you can change the world. And old isn't what it used to be. It really isn't. So you have to learn how to deal with life longer these days, and you better stay well to do it. And that's what I talk about. And what the Best of Your Life is like it's like a roadmap. It's like a handbook to health.
Yeah.
And it pushes you or directs you in the right direction. And then if you find out that you want to learn more, you can research it yourself, but you'll know what to research.
And, you know, the thing it starts with first, my opinion, my big fat opinion, tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
It starts with that organ. We always think about the organs in the body. Well,
uh-huh.
The biggest organ and the one that everything should start with is that brain you've got, you know?
Well, you know something, you don't want to lose all the fat in your body, because the brain is all fat.
Okay.
I think that's where the expression fathead came from.
You got it.
But it's true. The brain chemistry up there, it's all surrounded, all the electrical pulses and all that are stimulated by fat cells. So you want to keep that up there working as long as possible. And, you know, I took a 10-year study at UCLA,
mm-hmm.
and ginkgo biloba does not work for the keeping the brain sharper, but there are vitamins and minerals that they've proven with certain tests that do work, and I list them in the book, like acetyl L-carnitine and phosphatidylserine, you can remember that one easier by P.S. A lot of the bottles now are just putting P.S. on the bottle of that one.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the carnitine. I just had a doctor on this last week. His name was Dr. Stephen DeFelice.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote a book called He Made Them Young Again. Now, it's actually a novel, but he truly believes, and he actually is going to start some studies, that will take carnitine as one of the essential elements to not necessarily, he looks at it different. Instead of looking at stretching your time out, like we're going to live longer, he says you can turn back the time so that you make yourself, your body, the way it used to be when it was younger.
It's kind of like that movie I saw, Click. You could fast forward your life or rewind your life.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. And if you keep yourself healthy, that's the main thing, because who wants to live to be 100 or 120 and you can't move anymore?
Right, that's the whole point. And who wants to live if your brain is gone but your body's still slumping around? You know?
Exactly. You know, and I think we really, really need to look at seriously what we're doing with our lives every single day instead of, you know, I don't have this or I don't have that. And we're all guilty of it. I do the same thing.
Well, you know, after I lost so much money by getting ripped off by this con artist that I trusted, I started to say to myself, okay, you lost the money, but there's still time to make it back. But you can never make back the moment. If you lose the moment, you never get it back again. And so now I enjoy every single moment that I live, you know, and I enjoy it more, I think, because I'm in the moment. You know, it's like there was a movie once with Peter Sellers called Be Here Now. And that is so true.
Yeah. Well, we tend to do that. And, you know, most other societies always look way down the line. They prepare for things. They look down at, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We as Americans have a tendency to say, well, if it's not going to happen in this minute, it's not good. And that's not a good concept. You know, that maybe that's the reason we don't live longer.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
We don't have any goals.
Yeah, right. And that's another thing I talk about in The Best of Your Life for the Rest of Your Life. It's all in the goals and what we want. And be careful of what you want, though. You might get it.
oh, ain't that the truth. But you, again, it's all that responsibility thing. It's an attitude. It's a positive thing that we have to have in life. And unfortunately, we sell ourselves short. We really just do.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do.
Now, I want to make sure that we know, again, the best of your life for the rest of your life, how do they get it? And then also, I mean, we started out with the movie reviews today, so we want to let them know you have the rest of the story, plus lots of photos with you and stars, et cetera, on your website.
Oh, yeah, all the stars that I've interviewed, I have pictures of them in the gallery section with me. And also, the movie reviews are in the section called movie reviews, if you click on that. And then the books are, you have to click on the book section for that. But it's all under Devra Z. Hill, D-E-V as in vitamins, R-A, and then Z as in Zoom Zoom, and then Hill, Hill's the easy H-I-L-L.com, DevraZHill.com will take you to my website and all the different things that are on it. I've gotten people email me back and saying that my website is so interesting.
It is. It's fascinating.
Got a lot on it.
Well, you know, and that's what it's all about. You see some of the ones that, you know, they just basically have some real basics on there. You have real stories. You have real good advice. You have good potential for people. And we need all the positives we can get, because you and I both know we get enough negatives in one day to last us a lifetime.
Oh, isn't that the truth? And don't forget to look at that review I did of America from Freedom to Fascism.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's on there, too.
Excellent. Well, it's excellent. I mean, these are good things. We also want to have positive in our lives, you and me both, and we have that kind of attitude. But we want to be able to pass it on and say it can be a good life for you. So, again, that's Devra Z, as in Zoom Zoom, and Lord knows you do, DevraZHill.com.
Thank you so much, Miss Popoff.
And we have... You and I, we have so much fun together, especially, you know, the next time, you know, we're going to talk about... We're going to talk about legalizing prostitution. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a great subject, because I'm all for legalizing prostitution. I've got several reasons why.
And I do, too. And I'll tell you, my main reason is it's taxable.
Yeah.
It's going to be
and it's healthier,
like it
too.
Might as well get some tax dollars.
And it's healthier, so don't forget the healthier benefit.
Well, we'll talk about that the next time. And you have yourself a fantastic week. And since you're such... a great person, not only with movie reviews, but also with life in general. When we go to the movies, I'll buy not only the popcorn, I'll get the juju beans, and even the soda.
Hey, great. Next week we'll talk on Friday, okay?
You got it.
Have a
wonderful week.
Have an entertaining week.
Thank you, my love.
Bye-bye.
And that's Deborah Z. Hill. She is such a kick. I mean, Deborah has so much information. If you get a chance, I mean, her book is fantastic. Go to her site, Deborah Z as in Zoom Zoom, and that's D-E-D as in Victor, not, like Deborah. It's Deborah. DeborahZHill.com. She's terrific. Oh, you know what? I found a couple of things that I wanted to share with you that... Now, of all the places I found this, I think this was like in the National Enquirer or the Globe or something like that. Which one was it? It doesn't matter. It's one of those. But, you know, does it drive you crazy when you get automated telephone answering systems and people will come on and they're trying to sell you something? And I don't know about you, but we signed on for that thing where they're not supposed to be able to call you to solicit you. I don't know if that works or not because I still get some calls. But... You know, this guy, his name is Paul Bannister, and he said, how to beat the automated telephone answering system. And this is the one. Have you heard this? You know, press 1 if you hate being trapped in voicemail. Press 2 if you prefer to speak to a live person. It just goes on and on and on. So here's what he says. When you call a company's customer service department and get automated system, which I don't know when you get anybody live anymore. It's all automated. He suggests that there are tips to get a live person, a real live person. This guy's name is Paul English. Paul Bannister was the one who wrote this article in one of the tabloids. But the guy's name is Paul English, and he's done so much research on this because he got frustrated having this happen to him all the time. So here's what he said you should do to get a live person when you call any company. Press 0 repeatedly. Over and over and over and over again. I've done it once or twice, and once in a while it doesn't work, but he says if you do it repeatedly, it could. In a loud voice, say agent or get human or representative. And he said sometimes that will get you to where you're supposed to go because they do have these automated people that tell you to say yes or no and all that. And that sounds spooky to me. It's like a machine talking to me and getting answers from me. I don't know if I like that. The other one is don't press any buttons and don't say anything. That might work. Or pretend you have a rotary phone. Because they say if you have a rotary phone, stay on the line. I've done that. Don't press anything, even though you don't have a rotary phone. They don't know. So just stay on the line. Another one is choose the collections, sales, or cancellation option for a quicker connect and ask to be transferred to the department that you really want. Isn't that cute? Because you can always say, oh, I'm terribly sorry. I made a mistake. And then move on to the next one. It's sneaky, but hey, look, they're sneaky with us, too. Or you can try the company's non-toll-free number. Now, it may cost you a few cents, but I'll tell you, instead of sitting for sometimes 20 minutes, and that's happened, you might as well just not waste your time for a much shorter time. So there's a few little tips for you. Another thing that came across at my desk, which I thought was fascinating, you know the bounce that you put in the dryer so that you don't have the static cling on your clothes? And it bounces the kind of like the term, general term for it, but it comes in different boxes and different companies make it. But it's the same thing. It's an anti-static little sheet that you put in the dryer. Well, I had a person who called me and said, I'm going to email you something that will just floor you. And this person said, my mail carrier, like the person who brings the mail to your house, my mail carrier told me that the U.S. Postal Service sent out a message to all letter carriers to put a sheet of bounce in their uniform pockets. You ready for this as to why? To keep yellow jackets away. You use them all the time when playing baseball and soccer, and he said, I use it when I'm working outside. It really does work. The yellow jackets just veer around you. They don't like that bounce. Here's some other tips for you with this bounce. There's a whole bunch of them. I'll just read you just a few. And what I might do is put this up on the popoff.com, and that way you'll have some really good information. Okay? Number one, all this time you've just been putting bounce in the dryer. It will chase ants away when you lay a sheet near them. It also repels mice. Don't you love it? Repels mice and ants. Another one is spread sheets around your foundation the foundation areas, or in trailers, or even cars that are sitting, and it keeps mice from entering your vehicle. Mice don't like bounce. Maybe they know something we don't. It takes the odor out of books and photo albums that don't get opened too often. That's a good idea. It repels mosquitoes. Tie a sheet of bounce through a belt loop when you're outdoors during a mosquito season. And, boy, I'll tell you, when we have this mosquito virus that's going around, you want to be very, very careful with West Nile virus. So you want to keep those mosquitoes as far away from you as possible. So if you don't want to spread all that stuff on you, put a little bounce in your loop in your belt. That should do it for you. Another one is eliminate static electricity from your television or computer screen. Isn't that amazing? Since bounce is designed to help eliminate static cling, wipe your television screen with a used sheet of bounce. Don't even have to have a new one. And it keeps dust from resetting. Some great ideas, don't you think? Okay, how about another one? Dissolve soap scum from shower doors and clean with a sheet of bounce. It keeps the stuff from building up again. To freshen the air in your home, place an individual sheet of bounce in a drawer or hang in the closet. Another one is put bounce sheet in the vacuum cleaner. That sounds like a great idea. It smells good, too. Prevent thread from tangling. Run a threaded needle through a sheet of bounce before beginning to sew, and it's much easier to slide through. I mean, these are all really some good tips. There's like, I don't know how many of them are here. I got 22 of them. So what I'll do is I'll put these up on thepopoff.com, which is my website. And again, that's P-O-P-P-O-F-F.com. Because these are good tips to remember, and that way you can download it and have these handy. Like, here's another one. Wipe up sawdust from drilling and sandpapering. A U-sheet of bounce will collect sawdust like a cloth, honestly, like a tack cloth. Or eliminate odors in dirty laundry. Place an individual sheet of bounce at the bottom of a laundry bag or hamper. And again, you can do it after you use it in your dryer. I mean, these are some great tips. Okay, lots more coming up on Pop Off. Matter of fact, we've got somebody talking to us from none other than Las Vegas. Tim Neely has always done wonderful stuff for us. He always has great information. And he is at what they call a convention. It's called the VSDA Show in Vegas. And we want to talk to him and find out exactly what is going on in Vegas. He's talked to a lot of people, including, are you ready, Howie Mandel, Peter Falk, Kevin Bacon, and Bob Saget. Remember Bob? Well, we'll tell you who he is, and also what they're doing right now. So we have some great information for you. So stay with us on Pop Off. We've got Tim Neely coming up. We've got some more fun things coming up on Pop Off. All because we want it to be a fun show just for you. Remember, it is Friday Eve. Normally we have the Hollywood Insider Tips from Tim Neely at In Hollywood Production, but Tim's on the road again. This man is always headed for the glitter. He always makes things happen just beautifully. And right now, he's on the road where no one ever sleeps. The town never sleeps. It's called Las Vegas. Hey, Tim, how goes it?
Hi, Mary Jane. Actually, I had to change things. I'm not in Vegas. I'm in Des Moines. So you're going to get all the entertainment news from Des Moines. No, I'm here in Vegas.
Yeah, I believe that you're in Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, like real entertainment, like how many people are crossing the street for the day, right?
Well, I'm at the Venetian Hotel.
Whoa.
I'm in the suite right now. It's overlooking the pools. There's a few pools down there. And it's just, it's a gorgeous day. It's supposed to be in the triple digits today. As every day during the summer in Vegas, it's always in the triple digits. So I mean, it is it's a hot town, let me tell you.
Now, what is this show, VSDA? What does that stand
That's
for?
That's the Video Software Dealers Association. What happens once a year, and this is the 25th year, is the studios come here to Vegas, and they're here to promote the upcoming titles that are coming out on DVD. And who shows up for these things besides the studio is the press media, and also all the people that owns video stores, from the big ones like the Blockbusters and all that, to the little mom and pop, you know, shops that come in there, and they buy, you know, titles for their stores.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of, like, this was a 4-day event. There's parties that the studios put on, cocktail parties, you know, shows with entertainment, all kinds of things goes on. And
it
it's,
must be hot. I mean,
it's
not
wild.
Temperature-wise. It just must be hot.
Exactly.
What kind of shows have you seen?
Well, you know, they had one show that they put on here that was hosted by Bob Saget. And
oh,
a lot of people remember Bob Saget from the Full House sitcom. And he also, you know, was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos for a long time.
Right.
And he was the host of this one event that gave out awards to the DVD titles that got the more rentals, the more sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he also gave out a few awards to celebrities. And one award was the Legends Award. And that one went out to Peter Falk.
I was just going to say, I mentioned Peter Falk earlier. It had to be him. Just one more question.
Yeah. Yeah. And he came out, and what a delight this guy is.
Really?
Unbelievable. I mean, he is just, I mean, he's got more energy than I do, I tell you that. Just so funny, just so terrific. And he's still working, still works all the time.
Uh-huh.
But what a delight, you know, to see this guy in Legends. Yes, he is a legend, without a doubt.
Well, you know, he was, a lot of people only remember him from Columbo, because that was, like, such a huge
And, you know, he was nominated for Oscars. One movie was for Murder, Inc., and another movie was for Pocketful of Miracles. And he was nominated for an Oscar for both those films. That was back in, I think, like the 40s and 50s.
He's been acting for a long time.
Yeah, and like I said, still going strong.
It's amazing.
That's the thing about that. He's still going strong. So he got the Legends Award. And also this week, I spoke to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, and Kevin Bacon's here. He's got a DVD coming out called Loverboy. And this was an independent film that he acted in it and directed.
Hmm.
And plus it stars his wife, Kara Sedgwick.
Oh.
She and then also his daughter has a little small part in it, too.
Now, Tara Sedgwick, is that the Tara Sedgwick that's in The Closer?
The Closer.
The television series?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's his wife. I didn't know that was his wife.
Oh, yes, yeah, they've been married for quite some time.
Wow.
And this was a film, you know, that Kevin actually took around to a lot of the independent film festivals. He did that for like a year. And then he finally got a distributor to take the film and to put it out. It played briefly at theaters, and now it's gone right straight to DVD.
Tim, let me ask you.
Yes.
Does it seem that more of that's being done, that you don't even see it on the big screen? It goes right into the video stores?
Yeah, it happens quite a lot. Especially the small independent films, because the money's just not there, and they can't get a distributor to put up the finances. You know, it costs a lot of money to make prints of film. You know, the films that when you go to a theater, you know, those are on film.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that it costs to do that for just one film is incredible.
Wow.
So the money is just not enough money there. And most films just go right straight to DVD because a lot of times that's where the money's at.
Well, and they make a lot of money. You know, they always say they lose money in this country when they make movies.
Right.
But don't they make a lot of money overseas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The foreign market is very popular, sure. One thing about DVDs, and there was an actor there this weekend named Edward Burns, not the Ed Kooky Burns, but Edward Burns, which is an actor that's been around for the last 10 years acting.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, some of the films he did, which were bombs at the box office, sold like crazy on DVD. So when you can't make it at the theaters and it bombs, your picture bombs, it can do very well on DVD and make the money up.
It's amazing. It really, yeah. And, you know, the what people want overseas may not be what we want here. I mean,
yeah, it's a whole different thing, yeah.
And if it's good there, who cares as long as it's making
yeah.
money?
And another thing, another person I had so much fun with just 2 days ago, Howie Mandel.
Oh, that guy's got to be a crack.
Oh, man, I had so much fun with him. Well, he's, you know, the game show Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
It's a game version now on DVD that you can buy.
Oh.
And I think it's at the stores right now. And he hadn't even seen it yet. So I was with him with a few other people in this one room. And it was the first time that he got to see this game and played it. So we all played the game with Howie Mandel on this big giant screen. It was a lot of fun.
How did
you
do?
To actually play this, you know, with him, you know. So that was a lot of fun.
How did you do?
Well, he did pretty good. I mean, he actually, you know, the case that he picked and which he didn't go all the way. He, you know, he took another one. He said, you know, he took a deal like the $140,000, and the case that he actually picked had a $750,000 case. No, he had fun, and it was weird to watch him. He's talking to himself on the screen, on the DVD screen. Because, you know, and it was great. It was so much fun having him, you know, do that, you know. And what a nice guy, too.
Just out of curiosity, now, he was very bald on the makeup. You know,
yeah,
the,
he shaved. Yeah, he shaved.
Why?
He didn't go bald. He just shaves his hair.
Oh, okay.
He's just more comfortable that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
was he bald
when
you saw
wasn't him? One of those people that just went bald or anything or partly bald. No, he just, you know, there's some people just like shaving that head.
Did he have his head shaved when you saw him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be his look now,
his
huh?
head has been shaved. He's been doing that for quite some time now.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he's got, you know, earrings on both sides. And,
oh.
But, I mean, just such a friendly guy. And he's playing here at the MGM Grand right now, also this week. But so nice. I mean, just so terrific. And I've seen his show twice in the past, and if anybody ever gets a chance to see him, if he comes to your town or you come here to Vegas, see the show. It is so funny. He does a great job with the audience. I mean, it's a delight. It really is. It's a good show to go see.
Now, Tim, you have met so many people over the years and doing interviews and just kind of schmoozing with folks. If you could pick someone who would be, like, right at the top of the list to say, you know, this has got to be one of the best or the top three
of who
people.
I met?
The top three people that you've met.
Oh, I know number one already.
Who?
Groucho Marx.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was my highlight, meeting
Why?
Groucho Marx. This was at the Way We Were world premiere in L.A., which was, I guess, was in the 70s. Yeah, something, 70-something. And meeting him, he showed up at the premiere. That was my highlight, meeting Groucho Marx.
Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah, big Marx Brothers fan, and a big You Bet Your Life, you know, his TV game show that he did in the 50s, a big fan of his.
And, you know, that was like the precursor to all game shows.
Yeah, yeah. And, I loved Groucho Marx, So meeting him, meeting the Three Stooges.
Really?
You know, Mo Howard, Larry Fine,
yeah.
And Joe Derita, the last of the Curlys.
Uh-huh.
Meeting them. That would be, you know, like the top. I mean, people like, you know, Fred Astaire, meeting Fred, you know, shaking Fred Astaire's hand.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure it did. You know, meeting the old MGM stars like, you know, and David Niven and, you know, there's people listening now and say, who is he talking about? You
oh,
know?
Listen, go to all the old movies, man, they still hold up.
Yeah. And, you know, June Allison just passed away.
Yeah, that was, and
yeah.
She lived a right life.
And she was such a sweet lady,
she
I met her
she
once.
She looked good, even in her age.
Yeah. But, you know, people like that. The people, you know, I got the chance to see Elvis Presley in concert. Never had a chance to say hello to him. But seeing Elvis perform in four different concerts was great. But, you know, people like that. Fred Astaire meeting Natalie Wood. You know, people like that.
You know, it just seems like, and maybe I'm mistaken, maybe you can clarify, but it seems like the older stars, they had a certain aura, a certain magic around them, and they really were pretty nice people for the most part. I'm sure there were some stinkers, but, you know, most of them were really pretty terrific.
A lot of them are, yeah. There's a lot of them I've met in the past. You remember Van Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
And Van Johnson's still with us. He's not in good health, but he's still with us. But I met Van Johnson years ago, and what a nice man.
You know, it's funny you should mention. He came, this was like mid-80s or late 80s,
mm-hmm.
And he did Music Circus here in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
under the Penn Theater summertime.
Right.
And I had him on my show. You're right. Such a nice man, and he still wore red socks.
Yes, yes. Yes, you're right.
Trademark.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, he was great. But, you know, there's some of those old classic ones are stinkers.
Yeah.
But most of them are pretty nice, you know. And they've got the greatest stories to tell, you know.
And they love to share.
Yeah, so it's fun, you know, meeting some of those people. I'd rather meet those people than anybody else. And another person I want to talk to you about at another time that we did this, I saw this weekend, was Jack Klugman.
Oh,
and I want to talk to you about that on the next time I'm with your show. But, you know, when you meet these people that's been in the business for so long,
mm-hmm.
and they know so much, and they're so talented, and they got the greatest stories, you know, it's fun meeting those people. Meeting the new stars today, you know, I don't care. You know.
Well, you know, it seems like they don't have the sharing ability. These old stars, they helped a lot of the younger stars as they were coming up, and they had no qualms about sharing information, sharing the screen, because they felt confident in themselves.
Right.
Whereas I think sometimes the younger stars are not confident enough to do that.
Right. There's something I met a real nice lady actress this week, Sean Young. Do you know Sean Young?
Yeah.
She was here, very nice. She's promoting a new film of hers called Ghost Hunters. And she was here, terrific, so friendly, and very attractive lady. You know, there's some, the new ones are, you know, are pretty nice, but there's some stinkers of the new ones, too, you know, that has these, you know, get away from me type of attitude, you know.
Well, you know, you sometimes wonder that maybe they don't have a little fear of, you know, the stalker syndrome, the people that are the crazies out there, you know.
Right, right.
And
but thank goodness
stars,
I didn't have no reality stars this week.
Yeah, you know, the old stars, I'm sure they had some of the same problems, but I think it was, they had more of a protection around them from the studios.
Right, right.
And today, they got no protection, and boy,
exactly.
I'll tell you, they don't seem to care either, you know, what their reputation is. It seems like the worse the reputation,
no,
the better for them.
No, some of the stuff that the people are doing today, if you did that back in the, from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and 60s, you would be banned, you know, from the studios.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like you're a hero if you do weird things, you know.
And then we wonder why our society is getting whacked out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a whole different world. It
now,
really
how long,
is.
How long are you going to be in Vegas yet?
You know, I'm leaving tonight.
Oh, shoot.
So it's the convention that the VSDA is over with. It's done. And I'm actually in about 30 minutes I'm going to see. You remember Cynthia Pepper?
Mm.
Cynthia Pepper was a co-star in Elvis's film Kissing Cousins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she wound, you know, there was two Elvises in that movie, and she wound up with the blonde Elvis.
Uh-huh.
And she's done a bunch of other stuff. She lives here, and I'm going to see her in just a little bit. She's an old friend of mine.
Oh.
And she appears at a Elvis-O-Rama, which is a museum, Elvis Museum here, and, you know, does the personal appearances stuff around the country and everything.
Sure.
So I'm going to see her in a little bit. And have some dinner, and then tonight go back home and go back to work again.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I thank you for taking the time, and sorry I woke you up too early this morning. I keep forgetting Vegas people, when you're in Vegas, you sleep in late because you stay up late.
Yeah, well, who calls anybody at 7:30?
No, was it 7:30? Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
7:30. I just went to bed like at 6. What's wrong with you, woman?
I'll never do it again, I promise. Hey,
well, next time we talk, you let me know, and I'll tell you some good stories about Jack Klugman.
I love it. You take good care, and a safe trip coming home.
Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And that, again, is Tim Neely. He is such a kick. This man has known major, major stars. But you know what? He knows them in a way that is just very, very special. And, of course, I want to say thank you for being with me on Pop-Pop. And my gosh, the time has just flown by. We just have so much fun. That's the reason. And we have fun because we talk about you and we talk about life. And we want to make sure that life is good for each and every one of you. It is good for me. Thank you so much for being with us on Pop-Off. I appreciate it. Don't forget, go to popoff.com. I'll put up a lot of that information I had today and Deborah's book and all that kind of stuff. It's all going to be there, popoff.com. And please, when you email me, don't forget, email me where you are. I'd like to know that because then we have a regional type of thing because BBS Radio is worldwide. We're intergalactic, for heaven's sake. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, don't forget, dare to dream. It's your dream. Go for it.
Now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say. No more ace to play. The winner takes it all. The loser standing strong beside the victory.